Let's look at Canterbury today, and with a fine good four, ran out 6 the entire circuit. Darren Findell's for this morning. Darren?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Looks to be some pretty good betting races on the card there today at Canterbury.
All right, now the first, we'll have a look at. We put out 2, 6, and 8.
Well, the opening race, not much value to be found. It honestly just looks a match here between Runaway and Aggression. Runaway's got into pretty restricted odds now with the scratchings this morning at $1.55, so I'm more happy to go with the price of Gresham at the moment. His price there at $3. I was really impressed with the way it attacked the line, particularly over the last 200 metres of the race at Randwick last time. Powerhouse finish, and in just a small field of five runners today, I think Gresham will be a bit closer in the run. And it's got to be a decent chance of staying in touch with Runaway, and if it could be within, say, two lengths of it around the corner, I think Gresham might be a bit too strong. So three on top to beat number one, Runaway, then five, Perrin, and four, Augustus for the Miners. But I'd be pretty keen on playing the exacta in the first three to beat one.
Well, yeah, race two, it is a full field.
What a great race we've got here. As I went down the list, I think Devolving's certainly a great chance. Sebring Express, I liked her when she won there at Gosford, and she's come up with a draw that she could repeat. Fanoon was scratched from the first race at Randwick on Saturday owing to the soft conditions. Some ways I thought Fanoon would be better placed at Randwick than here at Canterbury, but she gets the dry track that they're looking for. And then you've got Regiment. So there's four choices to go with. But when I look at the speed map closely here, the way Regiment accounted for her opposition there at Gosford, I think she's the one that's going to lead and to make the running. We'll just keep a watch on how she behaves as well on track going to the gates, because she did play up a bit that day at Gosford, but she was still over the wind with a lot of authority. So purely on speed maps here, I'm going with five Regiment on top. The beat number four for Noon, I think this filly's got a very bright future. I was very impressed with the way she hit the line at Wyong. Just got the impression, had she not been that far back on that occasion, she would have been winning the race. Sebring Express and Devolving, I like them all. It's only a field of seven, and I like four of them, so it makes it rather complicated. But I've got five on top to beat 4, 3, and 1.
Now, the third today at Canterbury, the tab.com.au plate, plant 5, Mirror V, and 6, Night Breaker. Darren?
Righto, I thought this was another match race on the card, a bit like the opening race. And Smart Edge, I've got on top. Seemed as though the whole world was on this for its first start at Newcastle, and at the 200 metres, most people would have been counting their money before Dargento. The grey swooped down the outside and pinged it right on the post. But since Dargento came out to win with so much authority at Rose Hill, that form's got a great deal of credibility. Drawn nicely, Smart Edge. So I think Blake Shim will have options in the smaller field to be a little bit closer. And just better drawn than Gold Standard, is drawn a few slots up on the outside. And Gold Standard ran really well on debut at Warwick Farm behind Addictive Nature. And obviously looks the danger, but I think Smart Edge can beat it. 7 to beat 4. Byzantium, I wouldn't discount this running a race there today. Not much went right there at Gosford at its first start, having missed the start, but it got home okay. But its trial since was okay. I'm there 54.8 in the 900 metre trial, and to the top on Absolute. I thought it did enough on debut at Wyong to suggest that you must put it in trifectas today. But 7 Smart Edge on top to beat 4 Gold Standard. I think the 3 can run third, and the number one horse to run four, so 7, 4, 3, and 1.
Well, now race four, we have a full field. Good races.
Righto, this over the 1900 metres. I was giving a lot of thought to tipping More Than Fabulous on top, because I think Blake Shin will suit this today, and the horse goes quite well at Canterbury, but you've really got a kid to this guy. And at the end, I've decided to stick with a horse that's on the way up at the moment. There looks to be upside with Chris Wallace, four-year-old, Chatelardi, promptly stepped up from a 1,400-metre maiden win at Kembla to win impressively over the 1,900 metres at Canterbury. It was a good margin back to the third horse there. And I'll go with the one that looks to be on the way up in Chatelardi, number 5. To beat 2 More Than Fabulous, who I think looks nailed on to run second. Quick defence is never far away in these races. It must go in the exotics. And I think Brogue should be played on the third, fourth line in first fours, for instance, because it does look as though it's going to lead, although it might be softened up by Token of Love and also Tragedy. But I think Brogue will race handy and run a race. But 5 on top to be 2, 3, and 4. I think there's enough pace in the race that it will suit Chatelard.
Righto, race 5, the tabbed handicap, and again, no scratchings.
Right, going for one at a bit of value here in NASDAQ. In fairness, I did tip her at Randwick first up. She was set to run at Canterbury, and then we had a wet track, and Anthony Cummings pulled the pin on the run that day, and then they waited for a race at Ramwick. Well, as it turned out, it was a pretty decent race. She was 3.5 lengths behind Memes. The horses on the fence did best, but in fairness, she hadn't raced since October, so she was probably a bit short of a run. She missed one, so I want to give her another chance in ASAC. There's a lot of speed in this. I think from barrier two, she can just position right bang behind whoever does actually make the running here, and who does lead, I'm not actually sure of. Malahat has drawn out in the seven. Its trial would suggest it's a winning chance. The market says it's a winning chance, but boy, it's quite short of the $2.40. But it looked to move really well in its trial at Ramwick, and it went to the line absolutely strangled. But it's just going to need the right run there today with a lot of pressure around it. And Golden, who's drawn the fence, is just going to get a nice suck run all the way through to the home turn. And if you can get a clear run on the straight, and Golden Shoes will sprint well off the back of the good speed. And Ebonos, second up, should be hitting the line well. So I've gone around those sitting off the speed. I didn't really want to be with those going mad up front. And I've got Nasik each way on top, number 5, to beat 8, 7 and 2.
Right now, at Riccarton, race 4, numbers official, 5, 1, 7 and 2. 5, 1, 7, 2 official. Adam and Doffa started hat-trick. Now, the 6th, we have a full field.
I think Superstar Bob did enough at its only run this preparation. He's just found a bit wanting over the closing stages. But I think this race might be a little bit easier today for Superstar Bob, so happy to take the chance with it. I really like the way that Tip Top found the line last time at the end of the 100 metres. Now, I have been concerned that Tip Top's been a very keen-going type and not the easiest of rides, and perhaps the breakneck speed last time where Echelaire was a dominant leader and winner. The cracking pace of that race suited Tip Top and it found the line well. I'm just hoping now that it's had a bit more experience under its belt that it might be a bit more settled, and there's a chance. It's certainly good value. Missile Coda looks to be a nice type. It's drawn the outside here. I don't know where it's going to end up, whether they'll just go right back or chance their arm to lead, possibly. I just don't know where Missile Coda is going to be, so I couldn't put it too high on the tips. And Jemadar with the blinkers off, presuming, thought it did enough in its trial behind Ecuador that it could be around the money as well. But I'll take the chance here with Superstar Bob, number 5, to beat 9-7. And actually, I've got the 3 and for 4 Static Lift just in front of Jemadar. So Static Lift is the 4th big.
Final event today at Canterbury Race 7, 3 Kashan, 6 Attaboy Ross, and 8 Bon Equus come out. Darren?
All right, well, I found it hard to go past 4 tenths here. It's had 3 sound runs this season. The draw in the last could be a little bit tricky there over the 15, 50 metres, but we do have a couple of scratchings, so it actually comes into gate number 8. But yeah, I think a lot revolves around 4 Tenski. But I do have a strong interest in Romney's Choice as well, the number 10. Tim Clark takes over here. This is the horse that fell at Warwick Farm late May when Nick Hable was driving for a run on the inside, and there just wasn't enough room there, and it clipped heels and knuckled. Nick was rather disappointed. That's the day he slammed his fist into the ground with frustration. To run after that, not a bad run at Rose Hill on a Saturday race, and then at Kembla last time. It just got too far out of its ground. But I think from a better gate today that Romney's Choice will be very well positioned. Now, I said there's a lot of money for Vanel, a lot of gear changes, which is always a little bit of a concern when there's so many multiple gear changes going on at one time. They're trying to correct a few issues. I just think Vanel might be a little bit under the odds at the $4. But I put it in for 3rd, and the Street Pursuit, I think, is going to get a pretty easy lead. Looks as though, they're scratched from Kembla tomorrow with Street Pursuit. I assume, even with the blinkers off, that they'll still try and lead on this, and I don't see too much pressure. But I think Fort Tensky is the one that you've got to tip here, but the value in the race is Romney's Choice. So we've got 2 on top from 10, 11, and 5.
All right, what's your best there, Darren?
My best is Smart Edge in the 3rd, but it's sort of a good things price as well. The one I'm taking a bit of a chance with today is Nasak, who's has tightened up a bit in the markets, down to $8, but I still think that represents a bit of value. Race 5, number 5, the better value, better of the day.
All right, good on you, Darren. We'll talk to you later on from the track.
Yeah, I'll be on with the late mail, I think 2 minutes after 1, or the tab movers, I should say, with Trent Langscale, and we'll see where the money is headed there at Canterbury today.
Good on you, Darren. Darren Findell.